T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 66 WFAN.
Well, it is a good evening to you. And how you be? At 9:05 and 40 seconds to go right along with it on a Thursday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here, you there. Brian Rascona and Robbie Rosenhaus there on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666 for a final one-hour schmooze right up until Chris Moore. Chris coming your way at 10 on your fan, New York City. And we have a special guest on the line, Bart Scott. Hello, Bart Scott.
What's up, Smooth? I don't know if I'm a special guest, but, you know, I am somebody who's been on both sides of this thing, being a former athlete and now being in the media, kind of building some of these same calls that you've been filling. And, you know, I usually don't get involved, and, you know, I've already worked today, so I'm at home coming from football practice because I coach my son. And, you know, that last caller, Joe, he just struck a nerve with me because he just doesn't get it. And it's that whole mindset just saying, my dad said.
Right.
Not everything your dad said was right, because – if your dad, where's the outrage for all the people that's disrespecting the flag by putting it in their butt, by making it a thong and socks and all those things? Because if you look at the flag handbook, it speaks to all those things. But he was really focused on his dad, so I'm going to focus on my dad. My dad also served in Vietnam. My uncle served in Vietnam as well. But I do also know, you know, everybody's talking about the outrage being about, you know, we're disrespecting the veterans. They assume that the people that's taking a knee in protest and don't have family members that have sacrificed their lives for this country. They have. That gives them the right. They do have blood and soil, if you want to speak that way. But if you want to talk about veterans, let's have a conversation about veterans. Because this isn't about the veterans, because we really cared about the veterans. We wouldn't step over them when they're homeless out in the street. When they come back, we will provide jobs for them so they can have opportunities. We'll have mental services for them at the VA. You know, we want to talk about, you know, we're not even equal, and African Americans and minorities aren't even equal for the majority of the time that they served in the military. Let's not even talk about women as well. Let's not talk about the Tuskegee Airmen Project, where they gave African American pilots syphilis so that they can do an experiment on them. So don't talk about your outrage about how we care about our veterans, because we're not even equal inside of the military as well. Hadn't been. You know, we couldn't even stand the same bunks. I mean, like, come on, let's have a real conversation. This isn't about the veterans, because the NFL has commercialized the whole thing, the pageantry of the anthem. Because guess what? If they cared about the NFL and the owners and all the outrage cared about the veterans and the military services, would they really charge them?
First of all,
because when I first got in the league, we didn't even come out for the anthem. We came out afterward. It's only when they commercialized it and the military start paying the NFL that they even did it. So let's have a real conversation. Right. Let's talk about what are we doing for our veterans. Since you're so outraged because players want to take a knee, what are you doing to make veterans' life better? Nothing. That's the answer. The answer is nothing. A lot of people that's outraged, what you ask them, what they've done, did they donate to the VA hospital? Did you ask, are they trying to put in legislation to try and get these guys some mental health and PTSD or whatever you call it? You know, they're not doing any of those things.
Let me ask you if I can, because ESPN for Monday Night Football has decided not to show the national anthem, no Star Spangled Banner. Give me your thoughts on that.
Well, that's just the coward's way out, because they don't want to offend anybody, so they're in the middle. That's what the NFL – listen, if the NFL would have said, okay, you guys can't – you guys have to stand. We've seen this in football and basketball with Abdul-Rahed, or he used to play for the Sacramento. I forget what he changed his name to. And that's why they have the policy. That would have been fine. But they're trying to appease both sides, and you can't do that. You know what I mean? You want to talk about civil justice and why our guys leaning. Protest isn't supposed to be you know, convenient. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to interrupt your regularly scheduled programming.
Right.
Because guess what? My experience in American isn't the same as in a Caucasian man.
Right.
That's why. That's
sure.
how I can, because I'm not treated equally. That's why I'm outraged. Talking about the 15-year-old kid that came out. Well, the 15-year-old kid, I'm one of those 15-year-olds, the 15-year-old that came up, got a scholarship, went to college, got an education, and made it to the NFL. It wasn't free. I earned that. But I can tell you what, it's about 200 other people in my neighborhood that didn't have the God-given talent that I had, didn't have the structure, didn't have the parent that I had, was in single parent homes, didn't have somebody to guide them. I was one of the lucky ones. But am I supposed to sit on my high horse because I'm sitting right now in my 25,000 square foot house in Mendham? I got my 10 acres. Am I supposed to not care about anybody else? I mean, you should applaud the fact that these guys have hundreds of millions of dollars and they care about other people that's less fortunate than them.
You realize?
Listen, I live in a great bubble. I can live in my bubble. I can live in my bubble and not have a care in the world. But guess what? When those soldiers come back and they get pulled over and they're harassed,
right.
Nobody cares about that, right? When they come back, they're secondary citizens.
Yep.
They can't get jobs.
Yeah, and of course, we know from World War II, we know from Vietnam exactly what you're talking about. But you also realize, and obviously you're using common sense, you're using reason, you're using logic, you're using reality, and yet you know, no matter what you say and how passionate you say it, you're not going to change people's minds. Some people just don't get it.
Listen, Smooth. Yeah, I love you, man. But Charlottesville was no different. This is 50 years from the Civil Rights Movement. It looked exactly the same. So where have we want to hide behind the fact that, oh, so much has changed. Barack Obama was president. No. It's just been mass. It's institutionalized, you know, racism. Like, let's have a real conversation. But nobody wants to have a real conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Because now Charlottesville is here. It's happened. My family and my ancestors come from the it-hole families that the president of the United States referred to as. Come on, man.
Well, now,
you understand the outrage?
No, listen. I mean, I think most people listening understand where you're coming from and what you are saying and how passionately you're saying it. My question now to you is how much spare time do you have that you're listening to me?
Oh, man, I love your show, man. I love your delivery, man. You're like, you're unique. You're an institution, Smooth. You're an institution.
Or a lot of people think I belong in an institution.
Hey, all geniuses are eccentric. Don't worry about that, Smooth. You be you.
Well, anyway, I think your program. Well, where's Maggie? Has been on vacation, right?
Yeah, she's been on vacation. She's coming back on Monday, so it'll be all good. We'll be filling in for Mike all week.
Okay,
yeah, having some fun.
All right, yeah, no.
I listen to you for tips and pointers, man. Exactly.
No, you don't. But the bottom line is, it's a damn good listen. If you could say listen on the radio, and you guys, I think you know, you could tell from the callers now. I mean, in the beginning, you know, I mean, people are quick to make a judgment right away. You're on the air for 10 seconds, and people are saying, "I'm not used to these guys. What's going on?" I think the ratings have been very healthy from what I understand, and I could tell from the people calling your program that they're getting used to you guys and having a good time listening and joining in.
Well, you know, it wasn't my first time being criticized before, so it didn't bother me at all because every play of my life has always been a plus or a minus, so it's all good for me. I love it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm honored that you took the time to call in, too. And I'm glad you did that. And I'm sure a lot of people listening are glad you did it as well.
I just wanted to provide a different perspective from maybe, you know, one that they hadn't heard tonight. That's all.
Yeah.
Nobody's
trying
to disrespect the military. My entire family is filled. Like I said, my dad was a P4. My cousins, we still serve. My family still serves in the military. And they serve so that I can have the right. But I also understand that when they come back, they don't have the same opportunities. And they're not seen as, oh, look at that veteran. Let's stand up and clap for him when they're in uniform. But you don't respect him when he's out of uniform.
Yeah, some people some people don't see. And some people don't understand. And some people don't want to understand, even if they do see. So, You know, it's a matter of whether or not you feel like you can change people's minds or open up people's minds to where they can be more flexible, to where they can be more open-minded. And there are some people you just can't open the mind.
Well, Smooth, we can agree to disagree, but I still can respect their position, and I don't judge them for their position.
Right.
I just want you to understand and listen to mine and say, you know what, I understand, I disagree, but I understand.
Right.
You know, and I support the right that, you know, you have the right to protest peacefully.
And you're a good listen in the afternoon, 1 to 3. We will be listening, and I can't thank you enough for taking the time, seriously, for calling in. That means a lot to me.
Oh, my pleasure, man. My pleasure.
We'll see you. We'll see you here at the shop before too very long.
Yeah, cool. Not tomorrow because I'm off. I'm going to enjoy that. All right, Smooth. You have a great night.
All right, you too. Bart Scott.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.